Blog Talk Radio. Austin. Woo, come on. Old school in the house, and I am old. What's up, everybody? How you doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and it is Throwback Thursday, and we're going to have a good time, and we're going to do a good time doing this. I hope you guys are well, and things are good for you, and God has been blessing you. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Solar Records Radio. Man, oh man, I have a song playing in the background that just reminded me of my auntie. Oh, auntie, I love you so much, and my auntie is gone to be with her creator, but man, oh man, I remember back in the day, she used to cook. She used to cook this amazing food, and I couldn't wait to run over to her house. She lived right down the street from my dad's store, and so on my way to my dad's store, I would make that extra U-turn and go and pick up some, go by my auntie's house and see what she was cooking in the kitchen. And those were the good old days back in the day, right? And I was probably, I don't know, what, 13, 14 years old, and auntie would always have that special thing. Whatever it was she cooked, I was into it. I loved her cooking. She was my second mom, and so I miss her so much. And then when we lost her and this song in the background came on, there's nothing about you I would change. You are amazing, auntie, just the way you are. And I remember crying to my auntie when she got sick, and I was like, auntie, Don't let nothing happen to you. Don't let nothing happen to you. And she said, no, baby, I'll be okay. Unfortunately, she wasn't okay, and we lost her. And, you know, she was in her 70s, and I just wanted her to live to 170. You know, I didn't want her to go. You know how those people are, right? Some of those people are just so special. And, you know, we even have attachments like that with celebrities. Right? Like, just, I don't want you to, like Lucille Ball, I was attached to Lucille Ball. I didn't even know it until she died. And when she died, I felt this pain, like, oh, why am I hurting so much for her? But, you know, you get, you know, we don't have to be near you to love you. We don't have to be, you know, anywhere around you. I never even met the lady, but it was what she did for me indirectly, you know, through her gift. And blessed me. And so, and like, I know that same thing with Greg, with Whitney Houston. I mean, he has that connection with her that's so potent, and is what she did through her music that blessed him, and he fell in love with her. So, you know, people, we get attached to people that we don't even know. And so anyway, but that's what this show is about. It's reminiscing and going back and thinking about all those good times and all those amazing people in our lives, and you know, whether it was our adults or whether it was children, our childhood friends, and you know, or if it was just the atmosphere and the things that you experienced. And you know, sometimes some of the things we experienced weren't so good, right? So we don't want to dwell on that. We want to dwell on the good thing. But let me tell you about the bad thing. You are still here. We got past it, right? Because I had some too, and we are still here. And so that's it. It turned out to be better than we thought. But because sometimes we go through stuff, and it's just a learning lesson. It teaches us. It gives us wisdom, and it allows us to grow, you know. And so it might not feel good, but it was there for, it happened for a reason, and we learned from it. Trust me, I know we did, right? So anyway, it's Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. Much love to all our friends, listeners around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Guess what? When I come back, I got some news for you. But go to solarrecordsradio.com and check out our new website. We are building it. We're working on it. And Greg and I are just like doing everything we can to make this thing happen. So guys, go check it out. And when I come back, I'm going to share some other information with you. It's about something that I think you might be interested in. All right. So come on, let's get going. Let's throw it back here on Solar Records Radio. This is Throwback Thursday. We're going to do it.
Certain way I like to do things.
Oh,
My, Bobby Brown. And that is some good old school grooving right there, especially for that's Don Fleming's age group right there. And I know that that really blesses his heart. And so I said, well, you know what? Why not? Let's get it going. Let's get the beat going on. So that's what I did. That was dedicated to my brother, Don Fleming. Anyway, guys, in the background, you hear that? Oh, man, that is the stuff right there. As a matter of fact, this is what I wanted to tell you. I have a new audiobook that just came out today, all right? And it is for sale on Solar Records Radio only, exclusively on solarrecordsradio.com. Eventually, it will put it on the other platforms. But we wanted to be able to have this intimate thing between us and you guys. So, you know, we wanted to give you the opportunity to buy it from us first. Some people don't like going on all those other platforms, and especially my brothers and sisters that are older like me. It's hard. That's a lot of navigating, and there's just so much stuff out there, and you always have to get your kids to come and do it for you, right? Can you get that for me? Can you do that for me? Order that for me, you know? And so this way, you guys know it's safe. You're right here at Solar Records Radio. Anyway, just go to solarrecordsradio.com, go into the store, and you can download. You know, what happens is that when you buy it, they'll send you a link. And then with the link that they send to you, you'll just download it into your computer, right? It's an audiobook, right? So you download it in your computer or your cell phone, whatever it is that you listen to your audiobooks on, your choice. And then you will have it, right? And it's not for you to share. It's just exclusively for you, right? And so there you go. And the name of the reason why I'm playing this song in the background, because that is the song. That's what my audiobook is named after, And the Beat Goes On, because that was my first platinum record that I recorded for the Whispers. Shalimar, too, second time around. They both were right there and recorded them right a week after each other. So they're like, I don't know which one went platinum first. But anyway, so that's, we named it And the Beat Goes On. And please check it out as a drummer's story. And I appreciate it very much. And I want to thank Greg for creating the cover for me at the last minute. I was like, Greg, I need a cover. I need a cover. And he was like, just leave it up to me. And he got busy, and so thank you, Greg. And so you guys see on that cover, you'll see my mom and my dad on the left-hand side. That's not me. A lot of people confuse my dad and me, you know, it's the same people. But my dad, I am a junior, and that was my dad when he was much younger, too. Like, he's in his 20s or something. Him and my mom were very young. So you'll see my mom and my dad, and then me as a child and all that kind of stuff, because the story starts because back then when I was just a little guy, and this thing was inside of me, and I felt it, and I followed my dreams, you know, and my parents supported me. And so that's why I want to make sure I give them homage and just recognition, because they were truly the wind beneath my wings. They were the wind beneath my wings, and I love them for it. My dad is gone, but my mom is still here. So thank you, Mom. Thank you so much, Dad. I know you hear me, and I love you very much for that. And so, but anyway, guys, so if you want to support us and so support Solar Records Radio, you can go and buy the audiobook, or you can go to and donate to our station to keep us here, keep us going, keep us doing what we do. And we want to just do the right thing. We are a Christian-based station, and we love to love. We love loving you guys and blessing you guys with good music every day here at Solar Records Radio. So once again, thank you again, solarrecordsradio.com. Solarrecordsradio.com is where you need to go and start doing. And leave us some messages, because we want to make sure that, you know, you're okay with what we have. If you have any ideas that, you know, because we're building the website. So if you have any ideas that, you know, that will help us to keep people coming back and forth, you know, share them. Leave us messages. We appreciate that. Or you can just talk to Greg directly. All right. And so, or me directly on Messenger, if that's easier, whatever makes it easy for you. We want that to be. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We're going to get back to this good old school music. And this is another song that I did for the Whispers on Solar Records Radio. Let's roll.
Come never find the words, my love, to tell you how I feel, my love. Mere words could not explain. Precious love, you held my life within your hands, created everything I am, taught me how to live again.
Only
without you.
All right, guys. So listen, this is so cool. I have to share this with you because I do, right? So don't forget, like, today is my audiobook, right? It's coming out today, so I'm excited about that. Of course, I'm very excited about that, and I feel very blessed because I've been working on this thing forever, and finally, you know, you had to figure out the technology and all that kind of stuff, and so I'm really excited about it. And I have some friends that are really excited about it. My family's excited about it, but I do have family members that might not be so excited about what they had to experience with me as I became a drummer. And so I'm going to bring them on the line right now to let y'all hear what their thoughts are. So my sister Gwendolyn and Gloria are on the line. What's up, girls?
Well, I'm the oldest, so you should say Gloria first. I'll be okay.
Gloria?
Hello, how are you? I am the oldest, Wardell.
Okay.
I know it's hard for you to remember.
Okay. Whatever. So listen, I want to so let me ask you, Diane. We call her Diane, even though her name is Gloria. But let me just ask you, growing up with a brother that was playing drums all the time, did you have a problem with that?
Heck yeah. Are you kidding me?
Wait.
I'm supposed to be honest, right?
Yeah, you're supposed to be honest.
Oh, well.
Yeah. But be nice.
So.
Be nice and honest.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
First, I want to say congratulations to you on your book. I think it's awesome. The journey to get there, I know it was long and hard, but I thank God that you are where you are. But when it comes to sisters and siblings and living with you and here in Zona, yeah, and that's the little sister right there, all day. The only unfortunate part was that the drums didn't come with plugs, because otherwise my dad probably would have unplugged them. But, you know.
He did do that.
Automatic foot pedal. Oh, yeah. That was my job.
Yeah, he would turn the
people there playing their guitars and stuff. He said, "Oh no, we ain't paying this electric bill." So he said he told me to do it.
Yeah, to unplug the amplifiers that, you know, from upstairs. We were down in the basement,
yes.
and they were just unplugged. The power was upstairs, so we had to run the cord. I don't understand why we didn't have a plug downstairs. But anyway, so we ran the extension, the plug up there, and so. My dad was controlling that way. So he's talking about, you guys need to pay the electric bill if you're going to be doing this. But I'm like, come on, I'm trying to practice here. Come on, man.
Let's be real. Let's just be real, Wardell. Your father gave you ample amount of time to practice. You practiced day in and day out, which was cool. It was okay. But you had a whole lot of other
people.
What?
Yeah, dinner time.
Dinner time?
Yeah.
You were practicing at dinner time on the table.
But
yeah.
Oh, yeah, on the table.
On everything. You banged on my head, you banged everywhere.
Well,
everywhere.
Yeah.
And she was
well,
yeah.
I couldn't help it.
And I kinda had a problem with the drum, because I'm a little envious, because we went to the same high school, and the drums got robbed to school and I didn't. I was really upset about that.
I had so she said the drums got a ride to school, but she didn't. But I only had a little tiny Volkswagen, and my drums were, yeah. So, so even the person who was in the car with me was squashed in there. He was a musician as well, but he could barely, I mean, he looked crazy sitting in there, cause my drums took up the whole car. And so, I knew my sister didn't want to deal with that. She didn't even like the drums because I was making all kind of noise all the time.
I never told you that. But I never told you that.
You
just thinking of how I felt. Yes, I felt kind of funny seeing your boy folded up in there with them drums and me walking to the bus.
Well, I'm so sorry. I apologize on air for that. But, you know, as a young man, I was all I could think about was my music, and I need to get it done. And I wasn't thinking about anything else. So I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I made you feel bad.
I wasn't. It's okay, because I wasn't going to help you carry them this way. Okay. That was the other thing. He helped carry them drums. I wasn't carrying. Them things were heavy.
Yes, they were. And
they were
so,
heavy. Yeah.
And so I just,
But I was proud. I was proud. Were playing at the school, and you know, just the skills that you showed, and just the fact that you stuck to it, you know, and that you didn't quit, and the places that you've gone with it—it's awesome. It's really awesome, you know. So, congratulations again.
Thank you guys for
sacrificing. Well, I liked it because it made me popular with my friends when they hear all the banging going on. I'll be sitting on the step with my friends. Yep.
Oh, nice.
Is your brother playing drums again? Yep. Yeah, so I had fun when I was outside, but when I came in, that's when it was.
Ooh. Well,
yeah,
at least you
I know.
Get to see people when you come home.
Yeah.
Do you know?
We get to see our friends.
Hold on, what? What was that?
I just wasn't allowed in the basement. I ain't like that part.
Oh well, you weren't because it was just all guys. I didn't want my little sister and everybody checking out my sister. I was like, no. No girls.com.
I was little, man.
Yeah, yeah. But still, so I was little, too, and the guys were little. So, you know, it all worked the same. We all were little.
Oh, my
you
God.
Know? I like my friend's sister, too. I used to go to their house to see their sister. They thought I went to see them. But anyway, that's just the way it was. So boys are always looking out for their sisters. So even though sisters don't want us to, that's what we did. That was our job. So, but anyway, I just want to say thank you for coming on, and thank you for dealing with me all these years. You know, as you had to grow up with somebody that was banging and had musicians around and stuff. And thank you.
Can your mother just say hello to you and congratulations? She didn't see the picture yet because you told me not to show anybody yet. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. Hi, Mom. 87.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Mother dear. How are you?
Not best, but I could be better.
Okay. Well, that's good.
I'm not the best today.
Better. That's okay.
Okay.
Every day is good
for me.
But I
thank God for working. Yeah. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I, you know, my sister has the cover, and it was a picture of you and my dad on the cover. And my sister is really upset because she's not on it. Diane, she wants to be on the cover too. I was like, okay, you guys could be on the next cover.
Oh yeah,
but
not there.
But Mom, there's a picture of you.
When we're not on the cover, I'll show you later.
Okay. But Mom, so the picture. That I put on there. I don't know if that was your wedding picture. Can you see it? Diane, can you show it to her?
That is
a
wedding picture.
Oh, that is a wedding picture? Oh, okay. So that was a picture.
Yeah,
Mom, how old were you when you got married?
19.
And how old is Daddy?
He's 5 years older, so you figure 20 what?
Oh, 24? He robbed the cradle.
24. Yeah.
He robbed the cradle. Lord,
no,
didn't know that.
Real.
Yes, really. So let's back it up. When Daddy was 20, how old was Mommy? 15. They couldn't date. See?
Is that the wedding picture? Mommy, is that your wedding picture? She can't see that. That's too small. Let me see if I can stretch it.
Okay.
Is that your wedding picture right there? The Daddy with the bow tie looking like
that. Is that us standing from the same picture there?
I don't know what she
You don't
said.
Have a wedding gown over here. You don't have a wedding gown here. You got to dress up.
All right, guys. So if anybody just tuned in, I have my mom and my sisters on the line, and so we're just having a little conversation about growing up with a drummer. My sisters, not my mother. She was already grown. But my mother, I could tell you for what happened with my mom. When I was practicing, and my mom, I could see the window, and my mom would coming back home from wherever she was, and she would pull up to the, I could see her pull up to the window, and she would just keep going and drive on past the house and go someplace else because she did not want to deal with me playing the drums. So she would go over to my auntie's house and hang out over there. So I'm sorry, Mom, for putting you guys through all that
she
kind
said,
of stress for my career.
She said.
Yes.
If I heard those drums, I sure would ride right on past. That's what she just
said. That's right. I know. And you know, and this is the strangest thing. This was not just like a season. This was all the time. Ever since I became a drummer when I was 13 until I left there when I was 18. Well, I went to college. But up from 17
every day
to
is
18,
that Sunday morning.
Yes, every day I was playing
every
those drums.
Day except Sunday
so they
morning.
Had to live with that. How many years is that? 6 years? 7 years? Six? That's a long time. And I apologize. But I love you guys for dealing with me and not, you know, making me more miserable. So, all right. Well, anyway, anything in closing before we go, I just want to say thank you. I love you and I appreciate you guys. And make sure you tell your friends to go get that. Oh, well, thank you. Go get that book. Go get that book, girl. Go get that book.
What is the name of it? What's the name?
It's And the Beat Goes On, a story by of a drummer. It's right there, Diane. Oh, you don't have it. I'll send it to you so you'll have it.
No, you sent it to the older sister and not the younger sister.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You sent it to the wrong.
Here we go again. I put it, Gwenny, you can get, I put it on your Facebook page. So it's on your page.
I ordered.
Okay.
All right, I'll check it
out.
All
right. So, and so listen, this is the first song I'm going to play now. The first song I recorded when I went to California and started working with Solar. And I want to, but I have to say thank you to you guys because you guys allow me to do this. Allow me to develop my skills to become a drummer so that I was able to become a professional drummer. So here we go. Thank you, Mom. Bye, Mom. I love you.
She says she loves you, too.
Okay, cool.
Baby. Mom says she loves you, too. She done ate everything. Now she got to lay down.
Okay. And all right. And I love you guys, too. And thank you again. Gwenny, do you want to say I
love
you,
too.
And, love you. Yeah, okay, y'all sound like my granddaughter. Love you too. All right. So this is the song I did. First song. Thank you. Thank you. Well, guys, you know, back in the day when we recorded, those songs were 7-8 minutes long for one song. And they stopped doing that nowadays. But back in the day, man, we would play and record, and it, you know, as long as it felt good. And so, but anyway, so I wanted to tell you just a little bit, just to give you an idea of some of the stuff that was happening with me. I remember, you know, when I went out to California, and I was waiting. I did the audition with Leon Silvers, and this is an audiobook too. So this, you'll hear this. You know, I just want to kind of give you an idea of what's going on in there. And so I do tell the story. First of all, I played a song earlier before my sisters came on by the Jacksons, because the Jackson 5 is what inspired me. When I saw them on Ed Sullivan's show, I was like, that's what I want to do. I saw those drums and they just captivated me. And I was like, that's it. That's it. That's what I want to do. And so, after I made that decision, I started driving my family crazy, like my sisters, alluded to. And so, but I went out to California, I did the audition, and then, I didn't know what happened. I was kind of waiting to hear. Leon didn't say on the way back from the audition. We went to the Silver's house to audition. And that was in Bel Air, California. Beautiful, beautiful area. And I'm really enjoyed, and I felt like, okay, this is it. I'm on my way here somewhere. Something's about to happen. And so I did the audition, but I was nervous because I was afraid. I didn't know, because I was a jazz drummer. I was really focused on being the best jazz drummer I could be. And that's why I was practicing all the time, driving my family crazy, because I really wanted to make sure I was really, really a good, you know, you got to put a lot in to be a jazz musician, period. I mean, and so, but I learned later that you have to put a lot in to be a good musician, period. So, but anyway, my whole mentality was like, I was concerned that because I was a jazz drummer that maybe I might play too much or wouldn't be, you know, in this pocket that Leon always was talking about. And so, but so we did the audition. He was like, cool. He told me what to do, do this, do that, do this. And I did everything he asked me to do. And so then he was like, okay, cool. You know, are you hungry? And I was like, yeah. And so we went, got some eating. And after that, then he dropped me off. He said, all right, man, I'll talk to you later. Thank you so much. And I said, okay, cool. But he never said, you made it. You got the, you, okay, we want you in Dynasty. I was like, yeah. And so then after a couple of weeks, I was like, listen, I said, I was telling Mom Spencer, Kevin Spencer's mom at the time, I was staying with them. And I was like, Mom, I'd rather go home and work with my dad, you know, because I always had a pocket full of money working with my dad. And, you know, I said, I'm just sitting here. I don't know what I'm doing. And so she said, well, tell Leon, you know, that you, how you feel, and, you know, tell him you need some pocket change or something. And so I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to talk to him. And she said, ask him if you made the audition. And I said, yeah, I guess that's a good question. So I called him. I said, so you never told me what was going on. Like, did I make the audition? I don't know what's going on. And he was like, of course you made the audition. I said, oh, you never said anything. I didn't know. He said, well, everything I asked you to do, you did. And it was done. I was like, yeah, but that didn't tell me anything. I mean, you know, I was just doing what I was asked to do, and I did that. And so, but anyway, so as time went on, I was like, so listen, Leon, look, check this out. So I made the audition. So what I want to do is I'm going to just go back to Philadelphia. And when, you know, you guys are ready to do something with Dynasty, I'll come back and we'll start doing it. And he was like, no, you can't. You can't go anywhere just yet, because, you know, we need to go in the studio and get ready to record with Shalimar and The Whispers. And I was like, okay. And I really didn't, at that time, Shalimar wasn't really, really big, but The Whispers were. And I was like, oh, wow, okay, The Whispers, cool. And so we did that. And so those two songs that you heard, And the Beat Goes On, the second time around, are the first two songs that I recorded. And from that point on, the owner of Soul Eye Records Radio said to Leon, whoever's playing on that stuff, I want him playing on the rest of the stuff. And I was like, Really? He said that? Oh, all right. Thank you for sharing. And so what a blessing it was. And so, but you guys got to, you know, get the book, check it out. I just wanted to kind of give you an idea. So I share a lot of that in the book, but, and this is chapter one. So it's going to be three different chapters. It's the chapter of coming, you know, well, you know, just get it, just get the book. And then, you know, we'll give you some ideas of what's coming up next and what's coming up next. But thank you so much for, you know, supporting me in advance. So my story is not just based on me, but it's based on the fact that if you have a dream, especially as a child, if you have, if God put a dream in your heart, follow your dreams, you know, because they can come true. And it's really up to you, right? And but people will manipulate you and confuse you and make you think, oh no, you know, when people, when you hear a kid say, oh, I want to be an actor, or I want to be a famous musician, or I want to date the people, hey, you're dreaming, go and be a dentist, you know, go to school, you know, get it, you know. And so they, people can, will talk you out of these things, but, you know, don't listen to them. You got to follow your heart. You got to follow what God put inside you, because He can use you. And that's, I don't want to get into the spiritual thing, but it's important that God can use you. And so He put that on your heart. And it might not be, it'll be, it could be anything. It doesn't have to be whatever it is. He's put it on your heart for a reason. Follow those things and be a blessing for the kingdom of God. That's the bottom line. You're right, your creator, the one that made, put you on this planet, right? So anyway, I'm very happy about, you know, the fact that we have this book coming out. I'm grateful to all my friends. I'm grateful to my wife, Gayla, for helping and pushing me to do this, and to my friend, Greg, who did my my book, and he pushed me as well. He did my cover. Thank you, Greg. And I'm grateful to Jim Shiflett, who's like my mentor through this thing, and my engineer. I've known him for a long, long time. He's just been an amazing blessing to me. And then, and also to anyone, all the other people that were helping me along the way. People helped me with the websites and all that kind of stuff. Much love to all you guys. Thank you for blessing me and helping me to get this done. And I just pray that you guys enjoy it. I hope you enjoy it. And so thanks again, and let's keep going here on Solar Records Radio with some good music. Thanks for tuning in. Here we go.
Yeah.
I love that because that's right out of Philly, right? So for me, when I hear Patti LaBelle, you know, and she may be going off on you for a little bit because she can hit those notes. But when I hear her, it just takes me home. And, you know, also, you know, I love the food in Philadelphia as well. I'm a Philly fanatic for the Philly food. And so I do order online some Philly stuff because I can't get there. It's too cold. It's cold 5 months out of the year, man. So it's like, you know, maybe 6 months out of the year is cold. It's just, I just don't like the weather there. But the food is amazing. And so, but anyway, and Patti LaBelle was into cooking. She had a cooking show, as a matter of fact. And so, so anyway, much love to Patti LaBelle, and God bless her. Guys, it's Solar Records Radio. We got about another 40 minutes left in the show, and I want to thank you again so much for tuning in. Thank my sisters for calling in and sharing just being a blessing to the show and stuff, and I'm just sharing their thoughts about, you know, this loud guy. And let me see here. I just want to say there's a couple of things I need to make sure I say to you guys. So if you want to support my audiobook, you go ahead on and do it. They keep telling me to say it, so I got to keep saying it, right? I'm not in charge. Large and not in charge. But anyway, please feel free, solarrecordsradio.com, and go to the store and get the audiobook. Now, don't buy the other stuff in the book, because what I want to do is, because they're basically getting the whole store together. This whole thing is new for us. We're reinventing ourselves as we speak. And so give us a second, because the store is not completed, and but the audiobook is good. But don't buy anything else yet out of the store. But if you want to donate and support the station, thank you. Just go to the donate button, and then, you know, you'll be guided through PayPal for that. And so, and PayPal is not just, you know, having a PayPal account. PayPal, you click on that, and then it gives you the options with all of, you know, the different credit cards and stuff, because some people don't have PayPal accounts, is what I was told. Some of my friends had shared. And so, but anyway, much love to all you guys, and shout out to all my friends around the world. Again, thank you so much to my friends down in South Africa, to the record company that's about to drop my new record as well. So, and I'll keep you guys posted with that, and we will put it on here on our solarrecordsradio.com page, so you can, you know, follow us and see what's going on. Man, our interview yesterday was so good. I really enjoyed being blessed and stuff. And this brother, man, he came with the goods, and we were just so, I was well taken back. And Don Fleming, you should have seen him. He was like, man, I was a child when this guy was out and doing his thing. And what is going on here with my website? It is just doing a dance here. And so we were just really blessed yesterday. We had a wonderful time and conversation. And, you know, I want you guys to go to our page. It was yesterday it was Indie Jazz Day with Chris Walker. You got to go check out the interview with Chris. He was just amazing. Man, he's talented. Sheesh, he's a jazz bass player on top of the fact of being a great singer. He worked with Regina Bell, who I wrote her first hit with. And he was like, you wrote that? And I was like, yeah, it's a small world. This business, this music business is much smaller than it appears to be. And I just wanted to say to Chris Walker again, thank you, my brother. Who's not that? He's only 2 hours. I just found out he's only 2 hours away from me. So I'm very, very happy and very blessed about that, and really look forward to that. What's up, Eddie Johnson, my brother? What's going on, Daryl Williams? What's happening? Thank you guys so much for tuning in today and hanging out with us here at Solar Records Radio. You know, don't forget it is Black History Month.
And I just want to make sure that we remember, the people that really inspired us and blessed us and made the way for us. Let's not overlook that. And not just for blacks, but just so that the world could change, that we can love on everybody from different that are just different, and not make it all about you, but make it about us as a, society, And so, but Black History Month is important for blacks as well, because we remember our brothers and sisters who died to help us to have the freedom, the freedoms that we do have, even though we still have struggles and things to, to overcome. It's way better than it was. So, and I'm very grateful for them. People like Mandela, who really, really blessed me. And, I just watching and hearing his story. And I actually lived down the block from him in South Africa for about 9 months. And I would go by his house just wishing he would come outside, he was such a powerful force. And so, Mandela, thank you so much, sir. Thank you for blessing us and letting our voices be heard, around the world. Thank you. I mean, he shut down giant companies because of the way that he was being treated. Then, it was like, we are not going to allow apartheid. So we're not supporting apartheid anymore. You need to get Mandela out of jail. And it was just crazy. And so all these companies decided, hey, we took McDonald's, all those people, gas companies, everybody was pulling out of there. And it was crippling the economy over there. And they had to give in to the masses. And so they did. But Mandela held his ground. He was like, I'm not going to apologize to you. I'm not apologizing to you for standing up for my people. So thank you, sir. Thank you. I mean, I think he was in jail for 27 years or something like that. Something crazy. And so Muhammad Ali, when it came to Muhammad Ali, and he had to, they were trying to get him to go to war, and he stood up, why should I go out there and kill some people I have no problem with? He says, I'm having a war right here where I live. You guys are my enemies, not them. So it's like, and he stood up and he lost his belt and everything and went to jail for a little while. It was just like, whoa. So people like that, Martin Luther King Jr., come on. I don't even have to say. You guys already know. I mean, these people, these men, they sacrificed their lives so that our lives would be better. So please, let's not forget them. Let's not forget their voices. Let's not forget, what they were standing up for. And let's try to love on each other the way that they loved on us, And Martin Luther King Jr., I mean, he was like, we are not fighting back with violence. We're fighting back with love. Love conquers all. And so praise God. And people were just getting hit in the head, beat up, coming across the bridges and stuff. And it was just ugly. And you were watching this stuff. And I was around. I was a little baby, but I didn't understand what was happening. I was just a kid. I was, but when I look back at it, I remember I was like around 7 years old. And I had no idea that was even on TV. And so it's so sad. But anyway. Anyway, much love to you guys, and thank you. So remember Black History Month, okay? And however you can, whatever you can do to, to be a blessing to, to the movement, please do that. It's a beautiful thing, all right? I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys very, very much. And let's keep it going here on Solar Records Radio. Thanks.
Lift every voice and sing, let heaven ring with the harmonies of liberty. Let our rejoicing rise high as the listening skies resound. Roll.
dark past has taught us. Sing a song full of the hope that the present has brought us. Facing the rising sun of our new day begun. March on till victory is won. Stony the road we trod, chasing rock felt in the days when hope unborn has died, yet with a steady beat as at our weary we feet come to the place for which our fathers died. We from the gloomy past, till now we stand at last, where the white gleam of star is cast.
Our native land.
Was my graduation song out of high school, and I got to play drums for my high school. I was the drummer for the school band, and so it was a beautiful evening at the Civic Center in downtown Philadelphia, and we just graduated in 1976. Even though I was supposed to graduate in 75. I'll tell you the story later. But in 1976, the bicentennial year, we graduated, and that song was a hit at the time, and they said, y'all want to do this? And it was just great. And so the impact of that song, you know, the message for us was that we, as the students of Simon Gratz High School, class of 1976, can be the harvest for the world, and we need to go out and be a blessing to the world. And so I'm still, many years later, trying to fulfill that, and I'm doing my best to share with my brothers and sisters around the world that we should love each other and not hate each other, and we should trust each other and just do the best we can as human beings to just be there. It would be a much better place to live if we stopped judging, going behind people's backs and talking about them, stop ripping people off, stop being jealous, start forgiving. It really will change who you are on the inside. Because all of these things I'm asking you to do are things that God is asking us to do. So, I mean, you will be we all will be in a much better place if we just take up that and go with it. It's just a little challenge, you know. Anyway, thank you guys again for tuning in. Don't forget, like I said, this is Black History Month, and it's been a struggle, and we're still having some struggles. I don't think that's ever going to end. So we have to try to keep up the good fight all the time, because the change is going to come.
In a little tent, oh, and just like gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know
Hello, this is Wardell Potts Jr., and you have tuned in to Solar Records Radio. Thank you so much. And now, with that being said, it is time to take an adventure in the land of music. All right, guys, that was so much fun today. Thank you so much for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Love you, love you, love you, and appreciate you. Be blessed. Take care of yourselves and just do good. Just do right. Just, you know, trust God in all things. all things are possible as well. Good night. Take care. We'll see you tomorrow on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern, where we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records. Come on, guys. Come hang out with me. That's where my history started. Don't forget to go and check out my audiobook. Thank you so much. We appreciate that. And that's on solarrecordsradio.com. Take care of yourselves. We love you and appreciate you. I want to thank my sisters for coming on and being my guests today. Thank you, girls. Thanks, Mom, for coming on. Love you, love you, love you. Much love to all my friends around the world. Appreciate all of you guys. Good night. God bless. Bye. We'll be right back.